Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he had two terrifying dreams. But were they actually dreams? Because the exact same thing happened to his neighbor.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those stories. If you have a ghost story and you want to call it in and leave us a voicemail, that number is 855-853-4802. You can always write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber. You get access to the archive, advanced episodes, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Hey, I'm Carol Hughes, and hey, Kathy Gordon.
Hey, well, yeah. Hey, you know, do you want to talk about traumatizing dreams?
Okay.
Today? Because okay. That looks like what we're talking about, right? Terrifying dreams.
About
and then the neighbors mm-hmm. involved. Or, okay. Like, I want to know if anybody has any idea what this weird dream means that I had the other night. For some reason or other, I was living in an apartment complex in Washington, D.C. Okay. What that has to do with anything, I don't know. I've never once in my life thought that I would live in Washington, D.C., but whatever. I live next door to a couple. The woman comes running over and says, "Oh my God, I need your help. I need your help. My husband is like in the bathtub. Somebody's put him in the bathtub." I go in there and someone had taken like, I would say it's like plaster of Paris or some sort of modeling stuff. And they embedded her husband in this, in the bathtub. And there's just like a tube so he can breathe. And it's all set up. It's like hard, you know? And so I'm screaming, "Well, call 911. We'll get the fire department over here." So like they're chiseling this guy out of this plaster of Paris. And he's okay, still alive. And they take him to the hospital. And then he comes back later over to my house and he's fine. And he's like, "Thanks, I really appreciate that." You know, and I'm like, "But don't you think you should find out who did this to you? Who put you in a bathtub like that?" Like he seemed like he didn't want to know or whatever. And I was like, "Well, I think I'd want to know like who did that." What in the world would make you dream such a weird dream?
Dream interpretation. Sticking plaster dream meaning. Sticking plaster, would that be the one?
Let's see. It's like, you know, plaster of Paris, but it sits up hard. Mm-hmm. And like, it's been bugging me for 3 or 4 days. This weird dream about this guy being embedded in plaster and having to chip him out of it.
Could it be that you're feeling like you are trapped or stuck in a situation?
Well, I've thought of that. Like, is it something like that?
Does it mean you have no control over your life or you're unable to make changes to improve your circumstances or that you are being held back by someone or something else?
Well, I don't know.
Or someone you don't know is being held back by someone or someone else in Washington,
D.C. Definitely somebody I don't. Yeah, some strange person that lives next door.
Here's another one. It could represent the need to move on from a situation or person.
Oh.
It could mean that you need to let go of something in order to move forward with your life. Or you need to take steps towards healing and growth in order to move on from a difficult experience.
Well, interesting. Well, maybe I need to think about some of those things. But
or maybe
I was just like,
here's
what the weird dream.
Here's the other thing. Maybe you were listening to NPR, like All Things Considered, or something like that. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the frickin' politicians in Washington, D.C. who never get anything done,
and they're stuck.
And they're stuck like all the time. Like
there we go. I think that sounds more like it.
And so.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, I'm going with the stuck politicians in Washington, D.C.
It's like these people can't freaking figure out anything and we elected
them.
They're
getting nothing done. They get nothing done.
Nobody gets anything done. And even, you know, it's so absurd. Like, it could be the best thing. Like, let's pass this bill. This is a really good idea. But one party's like, "We don't want to pass the bill because that helps the other party."
Yeah, then like, everybody look at him and go,
"Nobody's
well, that
like,
party.
What's the right thing for the American people?" It's like, no, we need more Democrats. No, we need more Republicans. So we're all just stuck in frickin' plaster in our bathtubs and calling 911.
I'm going with you. I think you've nailed it. Okay, I think it's the stuck in plaster Washington, D.C. politicians. That's what I'm going with.
And I'm just going to throw out the word assholes.
Okay, let's go with that one. But tell me more about
this. Is interesting. So
these terrifying dreams.
It says, I've never heard of anything quite like this. So it says, I've been going to write this story for so long now, and I've decided after much deliberation to choose your site, as I think it's brilliant, and I listen each night before going to sleep. That always makes me laugh when people talk about listening to ghost stories before they go to sleep, because I take that and I turn it into dreams. That's what happens.
Too.
And so I
cannot. Totally do.
I'm
with you. I totally do.
And
that.
For the Grave Talk show, I have to read a lot of paranormal books before I interview these people. And so I tend to read like in the middle of the afternoon and work on something else later because I just can't have it in my head. So it says, let's start at the beginning. Well, around 10 years ago, I moved into my new house on the riverside in Gateshead, on the opposite side of Newcastle upon Tyne in England. The house was new, never lived in, and my partner and I were the first ones to move in. I loved the house, which was very modern. The lounge was upstairs so as to make the most of the views, and the bedrooms were downstairs. That sounds like heaven. The scary bit of the story happened after I'd been in the house for around 2 years. So they lived there a long time.
Yeah.
I went to bed, my partner next to me, did some reading, and eventually dropped off to sleep. The next thing I knew, I was waking up feeling the presence of somebody looking at me. At the bottom of the bed stood a tall, dark figure. I could not see a face. This is the freaky part. The figure rushed up to me. This happened in a blink of an eye, and I mean this literally. The figure placed both hands over my eyes, and the next thing I knew, I woke up screaming. God, I thought, what a horrible dream. My partner woke up, and I told him what had happened. I closed my eyes and went back to sleep. I'm assuming that took a few minutes. The next day, I thought about the dream all day, remembering it exactly, which does not usually happen. So let's hold on and go to my second so-called dream the next night. Going to sleep, as usual, after reading a decent book, trying to get the dream from the night before out of my head. By this time, I had thought, damn, it must have been a dream. Guess what happened next? The figure again, this time rushing up and placing both hands over my ears, resulting in me screaming again, my partner waking up and reassuring me it's only a dream. That was the last time I had that so-called dream. However, later in the weekend, it was cocktail hour, 7 p.m. on a Saturday night. I had one of my neighbors around for a few friendly drinks, and I thought that she might be able to help me to get over these dreams. I said to my neighbor, I have had terrible dreams this week. She replied, so have I. Don't tell me that you had the figure of at the bottom of the bed two nights in a row, first time with hands over your eyes and second time over your ears. We both froze. I was insistent that my partner must have told her about the figure. Guess what? He had not and swore that he had not. I still get goosebumps to this day, and I will never forget the figure. I often look to the bottom of the bed, hoping he's not there. My neighbor has not seen him again either. We think he may have been a worker from the factories, as the area where the houses are built was very industrial. I do have a few other stories to tell you. I will write again. Keep up the good work. Bye for now, Robert. I do think it would be weird for his partner to randomly run into the neighbor and be like, yeah, Robert's had some freaky dreams this week. You don't do that when it's somebody else's dreams.
No, you don't.
So I think that's weird. And
Do you think that happens more than we know about?
It could, right?
Because they just happened coincidentally to know each other and then mentioned that they both were like, I had that dream too. That's so weird, right? But how many times would that happen that you wouldn't mention that dream to anyone else?
And you keep it to yourself because, you know, you're not sitting around having cocktails with your neighbor or...
Yeah, and you don't want everybody to think you're, you know, crazy because you're having these weird dreams or whatever. You know, we just don't always tell people our dreams. And what about somebody that you don't know had the same dream? I'm just wondering if that maybe it happens a lot.
I don't know. And those kind of dreams, like that dream to me would be terrifying.
Yeah.
And
I've had that where somebody's been at the foot of my bed and it's awful. It's just awful, but I've never had them rush me.
And you do think about it.
Ooh.
Whenever you have a dream like that, like mm-hmm. you keep thinking about it.
Oh, you can't shake it the next day.
So I kind of, you know? I'm kind of with him. I do think there might have been something there. I don't know if the neighbor was like literally right next door. Maybe even they have an adjacent wall. I don't know. So, mm-hmm.
And maybe there's just a passing spirit that just, you know, has nothing to do with particularly, like they said, well, it's a new house and stuff. Maybe it had nothing to do with the house itself, you know. It just was maybe where they died or the location, or maybe it was some, you know, thing that had happened on the land a long time ago, or, you know, you just, you're not sure, or maybe somebody just died and they were transitioning and kind of this happened to, a couple nights or something. It's just, it's odd that it, and I think it's really interesting, the coincidence of them both having it and then mentioning it to each other, because yeah. we rarely mention our dreams to somebody maybe other than our partner, you know, somebody real
close. I think it's interesting that he lived there for 2 years and nothing happened, and then he has these two freaky dreams and then just randomly has the neighbor over for cocktails and randomly tells the neighbor, I've had some freaky dreams, and that happened.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
I do, too.
So I don't know what the hell that was, but I think it was a traveling ghost, just like, you know, I got nothing.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm feel like it was a transitioning situation.
I'm going to haunt a couple people, be on my way.
Yeah, haunt a couple people before I move on.
Got to go. Okay, here's our next call.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I just recently found it. I've always loved all things spooky, so your show is a really great listen while I'm at work all day. So my story really could be explained away as just a mere coincidence, but it's really the only potential paranormal occurrence that I've had, and I'd love your take. I'll let you decide. So my mother's mother, my grandmother, died when I was 10. Due to some childhood abuse, I really don't remember much about her or my first 10 years of life. But my mom tells me that the last time we saw my grandmother at the hospital, she couldn't speak due to a stroke and she had Parkinson's, but she would look at me most of the time that we were in the room. My mom says that she really loved me the most out of her grandchildren because I was her youngest child, essentially the baby of her baby. So I think I was kind of her favorite. So fast forward a few years, and I'm 16 at this time. I got my license and a car, and naturally I was looking for any and all excuses to drive somewhere. So I decided that I was going to take some flowers to her grave. I told my mom where I was going, and then I left. I hadn't been out to her grave since her funeral, so I spent a few minutes looking around, and when I found it, I was stopped completely frozen in my tracks. It was the anniversary of her death. So I frantically tried to call my mom, but had no cell reception. So I was a little spooked, but I laid the flowers and I spoke to her for a few minutes. And then I decided I was going to have to talk to my mom when I got home. So whenever I got home, I told my mom what had happened. And she thought that I had just known what the date was and the significance, and that's why I had gone in the first place. But I had absolutely no clue that that date was significant at all. So it doesn't stop there. Fast forward about 10 years or so, and my grandpa was not doing well. He was in the hospital, and my mom called me and said, you know, I think you need to come. I think that the time is coming. And so my husband and I got in the car, and we drove down that night. And it was pretty late when we got in, maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock, to my mom's home, and we had planned to go see him in the morning. Well, it turns out that he passed just within the hour that we had gotten to her house. And she said, do you know why, like, this is kind of creepy, kind of crazy? And I was like, no, why? And she said, it's the same date. that grandma died. So my grandma and grandpa died on the same day, years apart, and after that strange experience that I had had on the same date too. So love to know what you guys think about that story. I love telling it. It's my favorite story. Kind of makes me feel closer to them. And I don't know, that's it. Hope you guys like it. And great job on the show. Love it. We'll continue to listen. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks.
So what do you think about that? I find it interesting that everything happened on the same date like that.
Well, I think it's interesting. I don't know that it's paranormal.
No. And you know, the thing is, a lot of times, I've heard before of couples passing like within hours or, and so I could see the same date being significant. Or like in our case, I think our dad died on the 28th, so he wouldn't die on your birthday.
Yeah. So yeah, I've always felt like he purposely did that, you know, and so I wouldn't share that.
And so I think that it could have been, I'm hanging on to that date. That date was significant, and I think that you could do that. Now, I don't know that it makes it paranormal at all.
You know, I think too, though, that things can be, like, I think as people, we kind of work in cycles, and, you know, that when that time of year comes up, maybe you were only 10 when your grandmother died, but it certainly left a huge mark on you, right? And even if you weren't paying attention to it, I could see where that time of year would come around.
Subconsciously. And maybe,
yeah. And so maybe you felt drawn to that. I do that a lot. You know, I'll just notice that I'm feeling kind of a little bit bummed, and then I go, oh, now I understand what today is. You know, it's the anniversary of, you know, grandma's death or something, you know, and it just kind of comes around and you feel it. And so I don't know that that's paranormal as much as just our closeness to those people that we've lost, and that we kind of put this psychic link to that particular time frame and date, you know. Our family's weird because my older sister was born on my mom's birthday. I was born on my parents' wedding anniversary. And then you were supposed to be born on dad's birthday, but you came 2 days early. But, you know, it's still kind of this like date thing, you know, that clicks along. And so, I don't know paranormal as much as that you have a connection.
Yeah.
To those people.
I agree.
And then somehow that puts this kind of indelible mark on that time of year, you know. And when that starts to creep up again, you feel it again.
Now, this next story, it's a short one, but it's good. And this is kind of your guardian angel sort of story.
Ooh, okay.
So it says, my name is Stephanie from Pittsburgh. I have not led a, in quotes, haunted life. But according to my mother and grandma, who are both mediums, when I was growing up, I was quite sensitive. I apparently took to my, in quotes, friends well until one day when I was 5, I saw something that scared the hell out of me, and I did my best to block it out from that point on. But those stories are for another day.
Oh.
People teasing us all the time like that.
No.
But this story that Stephanie is sharing is great. What I need your opinion on is an occurrence that happened when I was in my early 20s that confuses me to this day. I had just given up my job and apartment to take care of my grandfather full time. One evening, my boyfriend was over. We were downstairs watching a movie, and I walked through my bedroom to get to the bathroom. My grandfather's bedroom was directly above mine. Anyway, I was washing my hands, and I got a dreadful feeling that I needed to run out of my bedroom immediately. As I was coming out the door, my boyfriend was coming in. I pushed him into the hallway and yelled at him to run into the living room. That very second, a bullet came through my ceiling and went into the wall of the bathroom and stopped there. I couldn't believe what had just transpired and ran upstairs to check on my grandpa. Unknown to me, he still had one of his old guns and regularly cleaned it, and he had a bullet in one of the chambers and had accidentally pulled the trigger. Thank God he was shaken, but unharmed. I took the gun, calmed him down, and put him to bed. I would have been shot if I would have been coming out of the bathroom the moment he shot through my ceiling, and that haunts me to this day.
Oh, I guess.
I never gave him the gun back, and I'm now the legal owner as it sits locked up in a safe in my closet. What I don't understand is the feeling I got right before the incident occurred. Was it a sixth sense, something paranormal, or was someone looking out for me? I've been in traumatic situations before and never had that feeling, but none were life-threatening. One little fact, my grandmother passed away in that very house, but I had never met her growing up. My family was estranged for some time. Nobody has ever felt her presence in the house either. I lived there for years without any ghostly encounters. Sorry for rambling, but I would be grateful to hear your thoughts. Love the show. Would love to hear you guys read my story. Keep up the good work, Stephanie. That is so fascinating to me when I hear stories like that. So could it have been sixth sense? Yes. Could it have been something paranormal? Yes. Could it have been someone looking out after me? Yes. I think it could have been any, maybe.
Or could have been just not your time to go. You know, like there's this big picture and it's just not your time. You know, one time I was going to school at the University of Kansas and I was walking, you know, between classes, I'm going to a different building. There's, you know, other people around. There's some people in front of me or whatever. And all of a sudden I hear this crack and this massive part of a tree. And it's more than just a branch, right? It's this, it's a beautiful campus and it has all these old trees, right? But this, it was more like a third of the tree or something, right? Just cracked and it fell down. And it fell down right between me, right in front of me, and right behind two or three other people that were in front of me. And we all just stood there, like staring at each other over this massive branch, knowing that a tenth of a second, one way or another, right, one of us would have been dead. I mean, it would have killed us had it landed on us. And it was kind of the same thing, like that the gunshot, like what happened there? You know, was it just not your time? You know,
in her case, though, was different because she got that feeling and ran out. Like all of a sudden, she was overwhelmed with this feeling. She had to run out to the point she pushed her boyfriend out, too.
I'm going guardian angel sort of thing here. Like something keyed her into it, don't you think?
And it could have been a sixth sense, but is a sixth sense, could that be brought in by a guardian angel? Mm-hmm. You know, could that be actually the same
that
thing?
That there's kind of, yeah. I definitely think there's some sort of guardian angel watching out for you, Stephanie.
I do too, because that's no coincidence. You get that feeling and then grandpa accidentally shoots his gun and would have shot you.
Yeah.
And that'd be so loud anyway, it'd just freak you out. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. And could it be grandma? Could be. And I don't think that it means that grandma's haunting the house by in any means. You know, I think that when you do have those spirits of loved ones who have passed, I don't think they interrupt your life on a day-to-day basis. I think they're in the back seat. But when something happens like this, that's when they jump in. Get her out of there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it's a scary story, but it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, like some people, then you would say, well, then why do some people, it is the accident, right? They didn't move, right? And they just were at the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, kind of thing. And then you begin to wonder, okay, so maybe that was their destiny. That was what was supposed to happen, you know, for some reason to them. And then you think, okay, so it wasn't supposed to happen to Stephanie, though. Mm-hmm. Something moved her out of the way.
Yeah, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good story. So if you have
Stephanie
a story,
is destined for greater things.
I think so. Call them in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.